Your best AI brief isn't a brief at all. It's the planning call where you actually understood the problem. The one with the wrong client name, the casual aside about CRM exports, the constraint nobody wrote down. And I've got a build that proves it. Here's what I've noticed. The instinct when briefing an AI build tool is to write a clean document. User stories, acceptance criteria, wireframes. It looks professional. It feels thorough. But the constraints that actually matter are the ones people mention casually, not the ones they write down. And a polished specification strips those out every time. We built a strategy portal for Husqvarna Australia. 19 CSV files, 360,000 rows of data, 55 meeting transcripts, $1 million media budget across 6 channels. A scattered mess that would normally take weeks to assemble into a coherent argument. But the best input the AI got wasn't any of the data. It was a 31-minute recording of 2 people working through the actual problem. 3 things surfaced on that call that a requirements doc would have missed entirely. First, Nick, who leads the account, mentioned that the CRM export format changes every time. The columns shift between exports. That throwaway comment became a hard rule in the build. Parsed by header name, never by column position. A requirements document would have said CRM data import. The conversation encoded how CRM data actually behaves in the wild. Second, brand work basically stops from March through August. A product launch in June spikes the budget. Nobody had documented either of these. Yet both became real pages in the portal because 2 people mentioned them in passing. And third, the lead to revenue model didn't exist. Nick described the gap as a frustration, not a feature request. The AI built the model from scratch because it heard what was missing, not what was specified. Here's the thing. Right after that call, I briefed Claude with a voice prompt. Messy, run-on sentences. And I accidentally called the client Shark Ninja because I'd had a meeting with their CEO the day before. Claude identified the actual client from the attached transcript. 3 clarifying questions. Out came a 15-file configuration package with every casual constraint encoded as technical architecture. The portal went from planning call to feature complete in under 12 hours. Not because the AI was fast, because the brief was right. Nick's column shift warning became a header-based parser. The undocumented brand pause became calendar logic. The missing revenue model became a build command. Every page, every parser, every constraint traces back to something someone said casually on that call, not to something someone wrote in a document. Now this is where it gets interesting. 3 things worth stealing from this. 1, record the planning call, not for transcription's sake, because the casual asides, the workarounds, the frustrations are the actual specification. The AI needs to hear what you heard. 2, stop cleaning up the brief. The messy voice prompt with the wrong client name produced a better result than a polished requirements document would have. The mess carries signal. The cleanup strips it. 3, let the AI hear the problem, not the solution. Nick didn't say, build a header-based CRM parser. He said the columns shift every time. The AI figured out the right solution because it understood the real problem in his words. The conversation where you understand the problem is the best brief you'll ever write. Stop translating it into something cleaner. That translation is where the most valuable information gets lost.